Hey.
Hey, Colby, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. So, you free?
Yeah, I'm free.
I'm good. Give me just a second. Let's see. Let me open the graph. It's been. Here we go. Call the X. You previewed the graph, right?
You said we did what?
Have you reviewed the draft?
I did.
Good. So, did you see the few questions and a few breakdowns? Yeah.
I don't see any questions as far as I just see the note to client, and that's what it ends.
Did you download it and open it in Word, or did you preview it on the platform?
On Word. I did it on Word. Is it in a different place? Let's see. Where is it? Do you know where is that?
Isabella, yeah.
It's where?
Yeah, it's on the platform. You should be able to see it.
No, I was saying, so it's not in the it's not in the Word document, is it?
It's in the Word document. Yeah, the question is in the
Oh, it
Word.
is in the Word document.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you haven't downloaded and viewed it, and you won't be able to view it on the platform, you should only be able to view it if you download and open in Word.
I don't see any questions.
Open the
Unfortunately.
draft and go to page number 9.
I'm just not seeing any questions. I see the note for the client, but I don't see any questions about the chapter one.
Well, there's just one question. Let me just ask you. Are you on page 9?
I believe so.
Does it start with he got to her house?
It does not. Oh, okay, here we go. Yeah. See it.
Yeah, overall, this entire paragraph, the question linked to this paragraph is how old were you when this incident took place?
Oh, okay. I was 22.
You were 22. Okay, I'll just actually reply accordingly over here. Client was age 22. Okay. And below, you should see an entire note in red.
I see note for client. Here's chapter one based on the answers you gave me. The information was really helpful in drafting this chapter, and I believe the rest of the information can be used for the following three chapters. Keeping it short, so it gives an overview. But if you want to add more to this chapter, let me know. I will make the changes as per your wish. And then it goes on in chapter two. But in my note, I'd say like I did want to extend chapter one if possible. I'm not sure if it's I guess imperative to extend it, or we can just put everything going on.
Do Can you read the breakdown of chapter 2? Basically, I asked the writer, rather than making chapters, we'll just divide the like this into parts rather than adding more chapters. So it'll be like chapter 1, part 1, 2, 3, 4. So there's a short description of part 2, 3, and 4. It's highlighted as chapter 3 and 4, I think.
But
let's just consider them as parts, okay?
Okay.
So yeah, what can you... Like, there's a lot of information. See the outline and tell me what you think.
For chapter 2? Or you said the outline. But
Isabella's basically just generally describing what's going to be in the chapter. Like, continuing the story, the chapter about your tough routine on the ship and how things went around. We will have enough information to draft a complete chapter. But in this case, I need some additional information. I leave notes in the same document. It will be helpful for you to share how you stayed connected with your girlfriend while away. There's part 3. This chapter will discuss you finding out about your girlfriend cheating on you with your best friend. In addition, this chapter will share the details how you got to know about it from someone and what happened after that. And chapter 4, this chapter will connect to the story and share about you coming back to Texas and the difficulties faced starting over. This chapter will discuss moving in with your cousin, getting enrolled in school, and deciding on the courses you want to take in college. So this will basically entirely make up your chapter 1 in 4 parts. Okay?
Oh, okay. That's okay. I guess I was misunderstanding it. Okay. Yeah, let's do that. So the second part, I guess my daily routine on the ship would get up at 4:30, take over the shift from the night crew, and we would start making breakfast. We go through breakfast, lunch, and dinner, basically, and doing that, you know, 3 times a day for a crew of over 1,500 people, and it was only, it probably was only 10 of us.
Mm-hmm.
After I would get off, I would go to the gym. The time I had picked up smoking, so I was smoking like cigarettes and stuff.
Yeah.
So I would do that, because you had to, in order to get a break, basically from work, you had to go smoke, and if you didn't smoke, you just didn't get a break. So that was really the only way to get a break. Like, seriously. And because I wasn't a smoker. Like, I mean, ever since I got out, I haven't smoked. But like, just to get away, I could not. That was the only way to get a break, a 5-10 minute break or whatever. Because they wouldn't let you like check your emails or anything like that. That was like our main way of communication to try to stay connected to everybody. But I mean, we would have like these calling cards that would cost $20, and you it's 1 minute per dollar basically.
I see.
And those get expensive pretty quick.
Yeah.
So I would in order to like talk to her, I would call her probably 3 or 4 times out the week, and we would stay in touch through email. The ship also had let us, utilize Facebook as another means of communication at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was another thing another way we would stay in touch.
So you guys weren't allowed any phones or anything?
Not really. You had to, like, in order to use the phone, you had to pay for it.
Ah, I see.
It was $20 just for the calling card. And it's like a, like I said, it was, you get 20 minutes and it's like, it would cost like $20 or $40 for each card that you get just to make a phone call.
What about text? Couldn't you just like use some like text?
No, we would email. Mm-mm. We couldn't because so the phones on the ship were, these phones were, like they were connected to the ship. You couldn't.
I understand, so it was almost like
a payphone.
Yeah, now I got it when you said that. I'm not talking about those phones. I'm talking personal phones.
We didn't have personal phones because you know all that. What was that? That was like 2000. Over like 10 years ago. In order to do that, you basically had to add on to your. Like your regular cell phone plan, which could get really expensive, but like also you could go overseas and buy like a overseas type of SIM card for whatever area you're at. And you could do it like that, but I never bought a SIM card.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean it was expensive and. I didn't make that, you know, being military, like, you don't make that much money. You probably make, like, $700 every 2 weeks, depending on your rank.
Oh, I see. But,
so, yeah, I didn't make any money at all, for real.
What was, like, your growth possibility there? How, like, if you continue to work there, like...
I had made rank while I was on that ship, so I became an E4, and then after that, you have to wait 2 years to take another test to become an E5, but the percentage to get those ranks were really, really small. Like, it would be, like, 12%, less than 12% throughout the entire Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And... if you know, you just have to make a really good score. I took the test twice, I think, or maybe once or twice. I want to say I took it twice, and I made it. I made a E4 on my second go around.
Mhm.
I think the first time I missed it, it wasn't by much. It might have been like by 5 points or something like that.
Oh, I see. Mhm. Let's see. That's good enough about your original routine. What about the like? What was the month when you came back? You met with your girlfriend, then how it like?
Oh, that was September.
Part three. How did that start? How did what? Like tell me
so,
when you came back to you meeting her and just enjoying a general time, then you finding out to what happened in the aftermath.
So I came back in September, actually came back the day before my goddaughter was born, and actually was the day of, because I went to the hospital to go see one of my friends. That was, you know, she was pregnant at the time or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and I was there with her for a little bit, and then I left, and then that early that morning, she texted me saying she had the baby. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, cool, I, you know, come there, come see it. And so I, you know, my girlfriend, Tanya, she knew this, and
What was the kid's name? What was the baby's name?
Kira.
Kira, okay.
Yes. K-Y-R-A.
K-Y-R-A, got it.
So she was born, and then I was still at work. I was actually at work with the guy that was, you know, cheating with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just, you know, having a normal day, laughing, stuff like that. I think one day... one day, him and his wife got into it. So she called me one day, and, you know, she was the one who, like, sat me down about everything and was like, hey, did you know that, you know, Jeffrey is messing with your wife? And I was like, no, I didn't know that. And she started showing me the emails and the pictures and everything else that she found, and all through his phone and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, wow. You know, like, and I tried to confront my girlfriend about it, and she kind of waved it off and said it was, you know, it wasn't what I thought it was, stuff like that. And so I was trying to go talk to him about it. Well, you know, after I was already angry, so I didn't even sleep that night because I was so mad about everything and how everything went down. And he wasn't even answering my phone calls after I tried to talk to him. I was like, you know, what's the best?
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped arguing. I mean, he stopped texting me and we answered my phone calls. And then I was waiting for him on the ship, you know, and that's when pretty much everything happened. Like, we were about to fight, and he was basically trying to avoid me, and then so I pulled my gun out, and one of my shipmates was the one who calmed us down, calmed everything down, and then I left him. It's when one of the MAs came and got me and escorted me to my house to take my gun home so it wouldn't even be on base anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, like, I went to work maybe 2 days later. They separated me and the other guy. They took us off the same shift.
Mm-hmm.
And two days later, the Navy police came on board and was asking me questions. You know, and I told them the truth, told them what happened. And then I was moving out from being with my girlfriend. Like, I had left our house. We had a duplex.
Mm-hmm.
And I grabbed all my stuff and moved it out, and everything was in my car. And so, which means, like, my gun was also in the car. So, like, since you're not supposed to have a gun on base back then, it was illegal, but I think now they make it illegal. But anyway, so they searched my car, and they found it, and I had to, you know, I had to leave base. They took me back on the ship, and, you know, I was placed on restriction like right after just making rank and actually getting my detail orders to Corpus Christi, because I was supposed to be leaving that ship anyway to go to Corpus. And that's when I was placed on restriction, so I couldn't leave the ship at all for like 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And after my 30 days was up in January, which they kind of let me go earlier, a week earlier than I was supposed to. They told me, like, hey, my time was up, and if I wanted, you know, I can leave today. So I went to the office and got processed out, and I started on my trip back to Texas.
Uh-huh.
Well, I stayed in Virginia for I guess about a month or so. I met someone that was turned out to be a really good friend, and stayed with her for about a month until the Super Bowl was over with, that for February, and then after that I came home the week before February 14th in order to do late registration for college.
I see.
For the summer semester.
Got it. I think we have enough information for part 2 and 3. So I don't have any questions. I'll, you know, forward them to you via text or on the platform. I'll let you know
when
you need it, and we can discuss whenever.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions at the time?
Not at this time. Are you okay? Like I know you were sick last week, and I know you had something happen yesterday. I was wondering if you're okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just overworked. So.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that, man.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
just trying to cut
Is
down
this
on work
your?
a bit and, rest up.
Yeah. Is this your main job or your only job?
I don't get what you mean.
Is this your only job, or is this like a side job that you do?
This is my own job, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, I didn't know if you like if you did something else and this is just like a side job, but that's pretty cool.
Would be,
I
yeah.
appreciate you like being here every step of the way with me.
Well, that's part of it. That is part of it. If I don't help you out, well, it's more of a connection that we form over the project with the clients. It helps us engage and,
Right.
understand. I'll also be soon
Okay.
introducing you to another person as well, okay? Because there are two people
Okay.
assigned to every project, okay? One is me, the project manager, and the other is going to be your strategist. So it's going to help you basically improve your book as you go along and tell you about other services that we have and what you can do to initially, get better sales and protect yourself from any problems that may arise during the publishing or after publishing of your book. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Because a lot of stuff happens these days. We didn't usually used to emphasize a lot of things, but now we do because we've seen a lot of problems that happen. Basically,
Okay.
nowadays there's a lot of, information theft heavily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll try to get you in contact probably by next week. One important thing I wanted to talk to you about was when do you want to have a conversation on the book cover? Because if I recall correctly, that's not currently part of your package. But I think we can manage something and get you a probably.
Oh, how much would it cost to add in?
I'm not sure about the cost, but from what I know, it's usually in between something like 500 to 700, depending on what you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
It's gonna be a custom design. We have illustrators, we have designers, so wherever you feel like designing, that can be done. It's not a problem.
Okay, yeah, I can add that as a separate thing if possible.
Cool. Actually, let me. Do you want to go for that now, or do you want to go for later? Because if you want to go for that now, then you'll have more time to help in with the design, and you can perfect it while the book is being done. If you want it done now, I can get you through to the strategist, and they can guide you.
We can wait a little bit.
Cool.
So we can think a little bit more about it.
Sure, no problem. Take your time with it. Take your time with it.
Yeah.
It's no problem. We're in the initial stage of the project, anyways. Let's say give yourself a week, think on it, and then
Okay, yeah.
when I'll probably let's say, how does Tuesday or Monday sound? I'll get you a meeting with the strategist.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. And
Perfect.
I can work around the times and I'll be at work, but I can, take a break or something.
Sure, it's not going to be a very long talk. It's just going to be an initial introduction, and then you guys can chat
Okay.
and work up from there whenever your schedule both, work around times.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Cool. So, Colby, I'll probably text you your meeting time because I have to confirm which strategist. Like, I know which strategist is available. I don't just know his schedule for now. So,
Okay.
yeah. So I'll confirm you the time for Monday or Tuesday, and I'll keep you posted on
Okay.
that. Okay.
All right, let's do that.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, take care, Colby, and I'll get to you, back to you as soon as I can. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Well, have a good weekend.
You too.
Yeah. Bye.